Proclamation number 8330 of 17th of November, 1962. Call of the Shepherd. Great spiritual need. Only a few listen to my voice that sounds from above. It is only a small flock that I can gather in the end and lead home into a better world. Be it on earth or in the spiritual kingdom. And that is why I still pursue each individual soul to the end and entice and call it to find its way back to me. As a good shepherd, I seek to save all sheep that are in danger of falling, that have lost their way and can hardly manage the path alone. I will leave none of my sheep without help and do everything to free them from the clutches of my adversary who broke into my flock, drove them apart and wants to prevent them from finding their way back to their shepherd. And anyone who heeds my calls and follows them will also be protected by my strong arm from these attacks. And therefore my voice will always and forever sound and everyone will be able to hear it, for since there is dense darkness they must first hear my call and follow it, then it will also soon become brighter. They will attain light and freedom, for I am truly a good shepherd who has prepared a home for all his little sheep where they feel at ease. I want to lead people to beatitude. I want them to find their way home into their father's house, and therefore I speak to them time and again from above. People need much help in the lost days before the end because they are weak and constantly threatened by the enemy of their souls. Yet how few accept the help which their Father of Eternity wants to give them. How few listen to me and follow my words. And no matter how unusually I appear, they pay no attention to it and force me to use means which affect them painfully but which nevertheless can still be successful and therefore can also be regarded as proof of love on my part. Then, too, only a few will find the path to me, yet for the sake of these few I will leave no stone unturned, for they will be saved from the dreadful fate of a new banishment, and only I know what that means. The spiritual adversity on earth is immense, and it is this that prompts me to intervene, which is imminent for you humans. Believe these announcements of mine and prepare yourselves by establishing contact with me through thoughts or heartfelt prayer. For as soon as you have established the bond with me, you can no longer get lost, even if your degree of maturity is still low, but you have acknowledged me myself and then you need no longer fear the fate of a new banishment. And even if you lose your earthly life, I can still accept you into the spiritual kingdom where you can still ascend. Then you will have followed your shepherd's call and returned to him, and my adversary will have had to release you, for as soon as your free will acknowledges me, you will no longer reject Jesus Christ's act of salvation if it is truthfully explained and substantiated to you, and you will take the path to the cross. Even if it only happens in the kingdom of the beyond, but redemption is nevertheless assured to you. Only call upon me in great adversity when my voice sounds to you from above, which expresses itself through the forces of nature. Call upon me so that you will not be lost again for an infinitely long time. But before that I will guide my word wherever there is still a willing soul which recognizes my voice as the voice of the Father, and everything possible will happen to save souls from ruin who are only willing, who give up their resistance against me and allow themselves to be taken hold of by me and my love. For I truly take no pleasure in prolonging my living creation's path of suffering. I only ever want to provide beatitude and help all my living creations to become blissfully happy. And therefore I only want people to experience my nature, which is love, wisdom and might. That they trustingly turn to me in every earthly or spiritual adversity so that they can prove their will to me and I can help them. And therefore I will speak to people until the end, I will not stop warning and admonishing them. I will call and entice my sheep. For I am truly a good shepherd who will gather his small flock before the end comes. Amen.